AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. It's time now for a midweek focus, and my first guest today is Dr. Tara Mertzhack. She is with Sanford Health in Oaks. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. How are things going for you?
They're doing pretty well. You know, the weather for the rest of this week looks to be really nice, and so people are going to want to get outside. And you know, the problem with having COVID-19 still linger around for many of us is that it's kind of an uncomfortable situation if you have to sneeze or if you have to cough in public. And so it can kind of be uncomfortable there. And with that, as spring allergy season is upon us, and so that's just kind of a recipe for a lot of uncomfortable situations. So let's talk about seasonal allergies today.
That sounds perfect. And you're right. If they weren't challenging enough of symptoms for, you know, a lot of people to have to deal with, you know, enter 2020 and the pandemic that we're still very much in the midst of, there's a lot of overlap of symptoms at times. And so when we talk specifically about seasonal allergies and allergic rhinitis, or really that symptom of runny nose, and what can also then be in other things like, you know, eye irritation and, you know, tearing, sneezing, things like that, is that there are overlap of symptoms. And the part of things here is that, you know, for folks who know they have a history of seasonal allergies and these symptoms seem very much like it, or you have symptoms that kind of fit with it, runny nose, sneezing, watery eyes, you know, that can fit with that. Now, I will put a disclaimer here that, you know, anytime people have these symptoms, you know, and if there's any concerns whatsoever, it's certainly reasonable to rule out COVID in these situations. But it's also reasonable for folks then that either have confirmed that they don't have COVID or have persistent symptoms to be able to treat them effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for some people, it might impact them greatly. Some people have full-blown symptoms. And some people, it just might be something very mild, something very, very, very casual. And so with that said, what are some ways, you know, there are things that just go around on the internet about home remedies and different things like that. What are some remedies that people can use to treat some of these allergies, whether it's, you know, at home or whether it's over the counter?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that is proven to be the most effective treatment for specifically more the runny nose, congested nose, and post-nasal drip side of allergic rhinitis or of seasonal allergies are intranasal steroid sprays or intranasal glucocorticoid sprays. Unlike about 10 years ago, but now they're actually, or unlike 10 years ago when they were prescription, they're all now over the counter. And so these are things that are now available, readily available for folks, and go by the brand names of Flonase, Nasonex, or Nasacort. Those are the brand names of those things that include the generic names of fluticasone or mometasone and things like that. Those are single most effective thing for treatment. And they also can be used, you know, more chronically or more long-term for prevention. And so for some folks that have very seasonal allergies, they can use them standardly daily or even twice daily during times of the year when they experience the most symptoms. And for others who maybe don't have really a seasonal pattern to their symptoms, and it's really, you know, throughout the year, can even be used more chronically all the time throughout the year. And so that is the single most thing that is helpful. In addition to that, there's a lot of other things available, from even oral medicines that are over-the-counter to be able to help decrease the runny nose side of things. There's also things like nasal saline that can help clear that, again, also over-the-counter. And so those are the most helpful. But I would say if people are trying to pick and choose and start with something, go for the nasal steroid spray to be able to help control symptoms.
All right. And of course, if people have questions or, you know, and if they might think that they have COVID versus allergies, they should obviously get tested and you know, and talk to their doctor, talk to their primary care physician about this. And so obviously if they do have questions, they should reach out.
Absolutely. And that's the name of the game. You know, the conversation I would have had with you about 2 years ago is probably much different, as is much else going on in the world, be different than we have conversations with today. And that reality is that these do have an overlap of symptoms. And so, you know, we are still very much in the midst of the pandemic, and I am just as tired of it as everyone else is, but it is still, you know, critically important to do mitigation efforts to try and, you know, get out of this. Thankfully, in Dickey County and really the surrounding counties in the listening area as well, vaccination rate continues to rise. We need to get as close to that 100% as we can to be able to continue to try and decrease the amount of burden that COVID has played. And on the same side of it, be able to continue to be diligent. The vaccine does not mean that you will not get COVID. We hope that the biggest part of this is that it's going to decrease the amount of illness in general, but decrease the amount of severe illness and death from it. Despite us in Dickey County being at, you know, one of the highest percentages of vaccination rate thus far, lest we not forget, we have one of the highest death rates from COVID in the entire United States right in this county. And so it is upon us as citizens to care for one another to get us through this.
Absolutely. And so a good note to leave us on. Dr. Murtak, anything else that you wanted to add here this month?
No, I think that kind of sums it up.
All right. Well, perfect. Dr. Tara Murtak with Sanford Health in Oaks. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today, and I'll let you get back to patients.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much.